You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Thursday, the 4th of September, 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market rose, the S&P ASX 200 up 1%. We'll have the details with Ben Clark from TMS Capital in a few moments. But first, it would appear Victoria is gaining a reputation for being the nation's crime state. It saw a 59% increase in motor theft claims and a 70% rise in incurred costs to $223 million last financial year. That's the largest on record, most of it in metro areas and dramatically higher than the other states, which actually saw a decline. The Insurance Council of Australia says the problem is significant, with many stolen cars likely being exported and may have an impact on premiums. Now, what makes this story more interesting is that it follows commentary from CEOs of companies like Wesfarmers, which owns Bunnings, and Super Retail Group, which owns Rebel, both of which have noticed during reporting season of a rise in retail crime, particularly in Victoria. So for more, Stephanie Youssef spoke with Andrew Hall, the CEO of the Insurance Council of Australia.
Well, currently we're clocking nearly $500 million in costs around motor vehicle theft and break-in. What's happening around Australia is in most states we're seeing car theft rates decrease, but in Victoria, they're going up at a rapid rate, so much so that they're forcing the overall rate to increase. So we still have a serious problem when it comes to car theft in Victoria, but across the rest of the country, we're seeing really positive decreases in places like Queensland.
How does it reflect the state of the economy?
Often we see crime rates increase when cost of living pressures increase, but what we have been seeing is that car theft rates in every other state except for Victoria have been decreasing. So where states have come together, where police are working with government, working with insurers and community groups, we are seeing decreases in car theft rates. What's concerning in Victoria is not only is there a high rate of car theft, the value of the cars being stolen is also significant. They're being stolen and they disappear completely, which suggests they're probably being exported. This is more than just opportunistic crime. This is systemic fraud and crime, and it's something we need to work very carefully on with governments to get on top of.
Do you have any idea why it's so high in Victoria?
Well, that's for others to determine. What we are seeing is that both the rates of opportunistic crime, cars that are getting stolen by young people and then perhaps trashed, as well as high-end crime is going up. So we're seeing very expensive vehicles being stolen and never reappearing on the market here in Australia, which suggests that crime figures have really become embedded in Victoria.
You mentioned premiums have risen as a result. What does that mean for people in other states? Is it also rising? Is that higher rate in Victoria also pushing insurance premiums up for people in other states?
Well, across the board, there's nearly $500 million in losses now due to car theft. It's a risk we can control, and it's one that demonstrates in Queensland when you take strong actions, you can bring it down. So we would urge state governments to work together to implement the initiatives that are working in other states, in places like Victoria, to try to bring those rates down. There are a lot of factors that go into the calculation of a car premium. Most of it revolves around the cost of parts, the scarcity sometimes of labour and the ability to service a vehicle. All of that can impact the cost of a premium. But part of the premium is calculated on the loss rate from car theft. And in Australia, it's simply unacceptable that we have $500 million worth of cars every year that are being stolen or damaged through theft. We've got to bring that rate down.
So are you saying that that premiums are rising across the board?
Well, premiums are driven largely by factors like the cost of parts, the scarcity of labour and smash repairers. But with $500 million worth of car theft costs being incurred every year by insurers, this too also goes into that pool. So it's critically important that we can tackle something like this because this is a risk we can control. It's been demonstrated in other states that by taking strong measures, you can bring down the rate of opportunistic crime. You can start to crack some of those organised crime networks. If we can bring down the cost of car theft, that will have an overall positive effect on insurance premiums. I think what's critically important as well is that the data that comes out of these crime statistics can influence the underwriting in various suburbs. If a suburb gets a reputation for being a hotspot for crime, that will invariably have an impact on insurance premiums. So it's important we work with this data, we work with the state governments and with the police to make sure that resources are being targeted to those areas that need it the most.
How do you work with law enforcement agencies?
We're doing a lot of work behind the scenes, particularly on the organised systemic crime and fraud area. We estimate that there's billions of dollars that is occurring in this country through fraud that's associated with insurance. It's critically important that we work with police on this because insurers quite often have the keys to the data, the insight into claims and the like to be able to help police do their job.
What do you think should be done to help address thefts?
First of all, I think in states where we're seeing crime rates increase, like Victoria, there needs to be a community discussion around how you're going to get on top of this. We've already seen in places like Queensland, initiatives like Adult Time for Adult Crime has dramatically reduced the number of opportunistic theft. If you can break apart the problem and apply the sort of remedies that are needed for each part of the problem, you will see these rates come down. We can't accept a situation where Victoria becomes the crime capital in Australia when it comes to car theft. We're seeing way too many expensive vehicles completely disappear when stolen in Victoria, which suggests that apart from the opportunistic crime, criminal gangs are now heavily targeting that state.
That's Andrew Hall there, the CEO of the Insurance Council of Australia, speaking with Stephanie Youssef. Now to the Australian share market, which rose today, rallying by 1% at the close. That's on the S&P ASX 200, 8,826 points. 9 of 11 sectors ended higher. The best performing financials and IT, the worst energy, and a quick look at the best and worst performing stocks. The best stocks included those like Iress Limited after some management changes, up around about 7%. Deep Yellow and Neuren Pharmaceuticals also doing well. The worst performers included DigiCo Infrastructure and Bellevue Gold. The worst performer, Megaport, off by around about 6%. So more on the day's market action. I spoke with Ben Clark. He's a portfolio manager at TMS Private. Ben, the ASX is rallying today, all to do with the direction of global interest rates, and it follows some data out of the US overnight.
Yeah, look, in the short term, our market is, and markets around the world are back looking at bond markets very carefully. We've seen a lift in bond yields, probably mainly due to Trump's increasingly aggressive interactions with the Federal Reserve. But last night, we saw a weaker than expected labour market report, which saw yields pull back a little bit, and markets have rallied off the back of it.
Okay. What about locally? The RBA governor conceded that rates in Australia may not fall much further if signs of a consumer recovery following yesterday's GDP numbers continues. What's the market thinking?
Yeah, well, so the probability of a rate cut in September was at 20% before that release. It instantly fell to about 14%. So the market is saying a rate cut's looking pretty unlikely this month, but it has still factored in, 100% factored in, a rate cut before the end of the year.
So with all of that, which sectors are driving the market higher today and why?
Look, it's a really clear pattern today. It's been unusual. What we're seeing is the biggest and most liquid stocks on the market have been bought up, and the rest of the market's virtually flat. And you do often see this after short, sharp pullbacks. The money chases the big liquid stocks where they can get set back and get back out on if they're wrong. So companies like the banks, CSL, Wesfarmers, Woolworths, Goodman Group, they're the main winners today.
And finally, what are you telling your clients at the moment and where do you see the opportunities for investors, especially in this period post-reporting season?
Yeah, look, I'm probably a bit cautious in the very short term. September is normally the worst performing month in the United States, if you look back at the data. And you've got to remember, we haven't had a reasonable correction since Liberation Day in April. So it feels like we're overdue for one. So in the short term, a little bit cautious, but in the medium term, pretty bullish. The outlook for interest rates is absolutely perfect for equities. And we've just come off the strongest quarterly reporting season in the United States in 4 years. So earnings and interest rates are both running in the market's favour.
It's Ben Clark there, Portfolio Manager at TMS Private. And it wraps up the podcast for this Thursday. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, to give it a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.